So the rigid, hierarchical structure of Egyptian society wasn't just dictated by the pharaohs. It also emerged because the Egyptians had only one water source, the Nile. 5,000 years ago, it wasn't just the ancient Egyptians who noticed the value of rivers. Other great civilizations were also forming along the banks of rivers. In Mesopotamia, the Sumerian civilization flourished between the Tigris and the Euphrates. Further east, the Harappan civilization formed by the Indus. And early Chinese civilizations were emerging along the Yellow River. But not all early farmers were content to settle by rivers. Others learned to exploit new sources of water in the unlikeliest places, like the Sahara Desert in Libya. These are the remains of the ancient city of Garama, which about 2,500 years ago was the centre of a powerful empire. Today, it's a bit of a maze, but from up here, you can see the shapes of the buildings, the way the streets interconnect. The real sense of how this place must have worked in its prime. This was the home of the Garamantians, which for me were a rather forgotten people. They've been eclipsed in the history books by their showy contemporaries, the Greeks and the Romans. The Garamantians dominated the Sahara Desert for almost 2,000 years. They were the